What up?
What's good, man?
We're breaking up, or can you hear me clearly?
I can hear you clearly. Damn, I could actually hear the crickets in the background.
The crickets? Oh, the fan?
Oh, is it the fan? Oh, okay. It sounded like crickets.
Got a fan over here. Oh, got a fan in every room, always.
It sounding clear?
All right.
What's going down, man?
How you been?
Been good, dude. Shit, same old stuff. Personal wise, just work. Just trying to get as many hours as I can. Fantasy football wise, trying to, you know, figure out some type of trade, some type of create. That's what I was going to ask you. When's the deadline? Trade deadline?
Oh, it's not till like, what did I say? I said it later. I said it, it's like maybe like week 11 or 12.
Okay, hell yeah.
As a matter of fact, I'll probably tell you right now.
What's
up? Sorry, no, I can probably tell you right now.
What's that? Okay, tell me the date.
Yeah, hold on, let me see. I'm not scoring the full commish. League. Okay. It's not showing. Settings, rules. Okay, trade deadline is November 28th.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, we're good. You're good. Not for like another month.
Oof. See what's going down.
I said it back. It needs to be like early November. But I figured I was like, nah, I might as well stretch it out a little bit longer.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Are you working tomorrow?
Yeah, Wednesday through Sunday.
Okay. I thought I remember you saying that, so I just wanted to make sure. Yeah, I'm off tomorrow, so maybe I'll swing by there. So
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday morning. Sucks. So I don't like when I hit it.
On Sunday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I probably literally had it off everywhere I worked except for here. I'm like, fuck.
Dude, the same. I mean, I hate working on Sunday. I'm like, damn. I guess the only thing that I chalk it up to is like, I have this superstition that if I watch my games, like the players do bad. So I'm like, you know what? Let me just let the games go on. And then, you know, whenever I get not busy, I'll check the score and just pray that I'm winning.
I mean, smart. I think we all have our little thing.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
But are you ready?
Yeah, man, let's do it.
All right. Welcome back.
The Kings are back.
Hey, what's happening? Yo, what it is, Real y'all? Hustle, CIP King of the South. Brother Band Man. Boing. Hey, man, it's good to be back. Hey. I miss y'all too, y'all. Hey.
Streets is
spooky. Long time no see. Now I'm back on my feet. Comfortably in back of a V. Right back in the streets within a matter of weeks. Thought they had me for three. You proposed to the game, but she married to me. Missing me while I was gone. Now I'm back in the zone. Got a message for the nigga who attacking the throne. You gon' make...
And welcome to another episode of the Commission Co. I'm... Hey, chill out. Just me. One half of your... One half of your host, the commish, joining me per usual is Drew.
What up? And joining us is Jay's guard dog.
Sorry, man. This one, she hears anything. Come here. Just me. He was asleep. I know. I never get that loud. I think this is the first time we've done a podcast, and she was like, all like.
That's funny.
Yeah, she does this. And then she starts barking. And then she gets the older one all worked up. And she... Or you know it, they're at the front door, the back door. It's like, man, that's good. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Bro, what's been going down, man? What is this? Week 7 that we're entering?
Week 8.
This is week 8 that we're entering. Man, dude. Just like the rest of the year, this season's going by fast.
We're officially past the midway point, I believe. Yeah, past the midway points of the season. We haven't been on for a few weeks, so that's why we're just with this episode, we're doing like You know how they have their the State of the Union. We got the State of the League.
Mm-hmm.
You know, see where we've come from then. Because, I mean, what, we got on in what, week three maybe, I think it was?
Yeah, I remember we got on after, like, a couple games had already taken place, just so we can kind of, I guess, have something to talk about, you know.
Well, so, we're here. We're at the half point. Everybody should see, you know, where their teams are. For their players, you know, how where they're headed, you know, what how they're doing, what to expect. Trends have already been set. Dick said motion. Trade said motion. Finally, I mean, goddamn, we've already surpassed last year, thank God.
You know? I know, that's what I was thinking. I mean, it sucks because it's like, I don't know. I did want to get a trade done, but I didn't want the fact that we've been trying to get trades done, you know, kind of push me to do something stupid. But, no, I mean, I feel good.
Well, that's the thing, you know, also, like, when it comes to trades, I mean, I know I've talked about it in the past. It's just like a lot of times people think, you know, they're going to trade that certain player and that very next game, they're going to fucking go off for like 80 points, 100 points, some number like that. And that's, you know, that's besides, you know, no, that's not going to happen. You know, hell, it might only end up helping out those teams that are doing it, that are involved in the trade, only a little bit more, you know, a little, like maybe 10 point, you know, average to go up or something like that. I don't know. Not something, yeah. Maybe 5 to 10 points, but it's not what people think, and so I know that's what scares a lot of people away. So, you know, yeah,
that's the biggest fear. You know what I mean? And I think you're right that a lot of times, whenever you analyze the trades after the fact, you know, the points kind of, you know, end up being a little bit of the same as far as on each side, maybe a few more here. So, you know, I don't think I really can remember a trade in our league that I remember where I was like, damn, like so-and-so really plussed out or so-and-so like really got gypped on that or unlucky. So I guess it just depends on what you need.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, you might only be helping out a certain position, like you get a certain position to get a position where you're lacking. But right. What are you lacking? Anywhere from 5 to 10, maybe 12, 13 points, maybe, if you're lucky. So, you know, I would encourage more trades to happen, or a fair trade, of course, because, you know, we're not one to veto trades, you know, but we do have a trade committee sure that, you know, it is a fair trade across the board.
Right. And honestly, I'm the type of guy that's like, you know what, you're the owner of your team. Honestly, if you're giving the okay that you want to do it, then but I also understand that, you know, sometimes you might have new people, you know, sometimes maybe you might have somebody that, I don't know, maybe doesn't know a certain piece of information, you know, but, you know, we haven't, like you said, we haven't rejected anybody's trade really. So for the most part, it's like, hey, I mean, it's up to you. You're the owner of the team, so.
Sure. I mean, I'm sure everybody else that's not involved in the trade will find something that they feel is wrong or not fair. But I mean, unless it's like some third string running back, you're giving away again, Pat Holmes or some shit like that.
Although I do remember one trade that was rejected. Even though both parties were down, it was me and Miguel. You remember that one?
No, I don't.
It was me and Miguel, and this was whenever it was unsure if Antonio Brown was going to, like, go to the Patriots or stick with the Patriots or something like that. And what's it called? I had Jarvis Landry and he had Antonio Brown. And then I was like, I'll trade you Antonio Brown for my Jarvis Landry. But the obvious thing was, like, the only reason I was putting Antonio Brown at a lower level is because it was like, I forgot what it was. Like, we were unsure if he was going to play. Like, he might, maybe was going to get suspended or maybe was going to get released. I forget what it was. But, so I was trying to do a little sneaky sneak, but it wasn't like, you know, it wasn't like Miguel didn't know that's what I was doing. He was, you know, kind of down. I forget what the outcome was, like, as far as, you know, the points wise, but I think that's the only one that I remember. But I saw what you were saying, though, that you got to, you know, you got to analyze the trade at face value, like the value of the player, you know. And so I saw what you were saying on that one.
You know, maybe we're all, you know, still trying to – did we have a trade commission at that time?
Did what?
Did we have a trade commission at that time?
No, that one was like
– Oh, okay.
One, yeah.
I was over here – I like regulate things. I'm like, man, I'll keep it myself. Like, you know what I mean? That's like, I'm like,
this boy's Jay. Like, hey, let me get my offer in, shit.
Right? I'm doing this shit like China. I'm fucking some dude running some one of those countries in the Middle East. Like, oh,
this mother trucker. He said, hold on, let me make sure I want that. Hold on, like.
About a year, I was like, you know what, we got to get some more people in here. Like, it can't just be my voice every little friggin' thing. Even though I people in trades was not together. One thing I left out of there, so I was like, I can't be the, you know, the all be all say all with all this. Like, we need to get something going here.
True that.
Oh. So yeah, that's where that came up. I think it's been a good idea.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, it kind of forces people to stay in the loop of what's going on, like, as far as, you know, who's getting traded where in the league. Because, I mean, hey, that could, you got to watch out for that, you know. Maybe somebody in your division is a little bit more upgraded than they used to be. So,
and speaking of trade on this other league, the other league that I run, the previous league has like it's a 12 man, it has maybe like 7 or 8 of the original people that are in the other league. Well, that last year that we were in that other league, man, the trades that were happening, it was just like, what? Like, why would they fucking do that? Like, literally, I played this guy in the title championship. This dude was stacked at every position. It was like our super flex 3 quarterback. 2 tight end, 2 running back, and literally, like, the trades that this guy made happen, I was questioning, like, you know, like, are we actually missing people? And the commissioner at that time just, you know, injected himself in those teams, like, but from, like, you know, account, trying to make it happen, because I was like, there's no way some of these trades could come through.
No? Damn. Hey, man, people, man.
But it came to the title game, and I won by 0.3. Because this guy still had Joe Burrows to play.
Mm-hmm.
I think he had Jamar Chase. He had somebody else. And I was like, I'm lose, and that's all that shit happened. I never heard from that guy that I was playing. Never heard from him ever again. And so somebody had to go onto this website. Well, we had to go on the website and get our money for the league.
Uh-huh.
How we gain the powers to kind of get money to win. They're great. Hold on. For you people, but I mean, you know, I was trying to do it one time. But I was like, because it was the same league that I was in that I left to make this one. That league that I was in with you, the same commissioner. So that league was dead, you know, dead, like, done. I know in this new league, I was like, trying to hear to join. But I mean, yeah, I don't know how much or whatever, but it was a pretty good team too, that, you know, that were still available. But anyway, I know in that league, I kind of want to like a trade commission going on that one. I want to my Pokemon. I already got into it with one dude in the league. Like, change the draft order, do random again, or do this again. I'm like, bro, come on, dude. Like, no, man. Like, I'm not doing all that, man. Like, stop. So, anyways, stay in the league where we are from where we were last time. We'll call it week three. You know, from then on, there's been some. How would you put it?
There's been some turmoil. Is that what you were trying to say? There's been some turmoil.
Yeah. Yes. Some unexpected happening.
Yes.
Results. You know, and they're way different from what happened in week one and maybe even week two. You know, records now, like some of them are kind of like, well, I didn't expect it coming. Some surprises, some not surprises. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean.
Starting Division One or Division Two?
Let's start with Division Two.
Division Two. Okay, that's our division.
You're in my division?
Yeah, realigned division, bro. Bro, really? you're not looking at the standings or what?
I do, but I didn't. Oh, dude, I don't know. I'm tripping. My bad. No, you know what? No, you're right. Yeah, I do see that. Was because you changed the name to Architect. I'm so used to seeing like the other name.
Okay. Our division two, the prize of the year. You can only hate. How do I put it? Success so far.
Mm-hmm.
Solid team. I played fantasy previously, like 1 or 2 years. Nothing like ours. So this was going to be a change for him. But, I mean, the made some solid pickup. His draft was, you know, it was good. It was good enough. But making those solid pickups and his team panning out. You know, he's 5-2. I don't know whose idea was it to drop Adam Thielen in what? Week 1 or 2?
Dude. I don't know. That's why I was like, wait, what the hell? Because I was over here trying to stash Jonathan Mingo. Spoiler alert. You better not go get him, Jay. If you do, I'll kill you. I was trying to, you know, stash him, and I'm like, wait, what the hell? And then as soon as I saw it, like, you know, I saw it because he picked him up was the reason why I saw the notification. So I was like, who the hell dropped him?
It was Turkey.
Wow.
Bro, 2 years in a row, he's done this. Has panned out both years.
It happens to all of us. Because I kind of regret dropping Ritter. I think a lot of people could be on my side. but you know, I do definitely regret dropping him. Honestly, whenever I drop somebody and I see them pick them up right away, I'm like, damn, I shouldn't have done that. Like, but
he dropped last year. It was Amari Cooper. My brother next went out there and picked him up right away and fucking rode him fucking to the title game. Won.
Jesus.
After week one, he dropped Adam Thielen. Sure enough, man, this guy has been fucking.
He's like the only target on. Oh my God, guys.
Like, he is. No, to this point in the season, he is wide receiver number 7.
That is amazing. And you know what? Like, I get it. Like, you know, on the face value, like you trying to think long term, I don't think I would have known anybody that would have been like, yeah, Adam Thielen is going to be getting like Cooper Kupp targets on the Panthers. Like, you know, to me, I was like, okay, he's a little bit on the second half. You know, the bottom half of his career, he's a little bit older. You know, maybe his body starts breaking down. But damn, like, I don't know. He's still getting it done. So, I mean, that's like, to me, that was like that Cordell or Patterson shit.
I mean, like, who knows? He might still break down. I mean, he is, what, 30? Let's find out right now. 33. So it could happen sometime. It could happen. But, I mean, goddamn, he's what ranked wide receiver 7 after a bye week. So imagine last week he was wide receiver 4 or 5, probably.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That is insanity, dude. That was a good pickup by him. I mean, and that shows you why you got to always be attentive to the waiver wire, man. Like, because you never know who might drop somebody.
Another person he picked up, I think Kareem Hunt.
I dropped Kareem Hunt.
Well, we all did. Yeah. I mean, we all passed him around those first
few weeks. But watch this, though. Like, think about my situation, though. I think if there's anything I'm not struggling with is running backs on my team. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, mm-hmm. You know, I was, yeah. I think the Ritter one hit me more.
I mean, what the running back hurt? Fuck. With the Browns.
Say again, Jerome Ford.
There you go. Yeah, I mean he's going to be out a week or two with a low grade high ankle sprain. Low grade. They wanted to emphasize that. So what? week or two as a starter. I don't think they're going to go just pretty much. I will see with that. I dropped Cam Akers. He picked up Cam Akers. I mean, I don't see much. He got more carries last night with the Vikings, but he had a point. Okay. I guess Jerry's still out on that one. But other than that, you know, some of his keepers, DJ Moore's been panning out. I mean, wide receiver number 6. Joe Mixon, I don't know, DeAndre Swift, he's going well. Christian McCaffrey's doing well. That's someone who drafted. Those two you're going to have to watch out for. Because DeAndre Swift does have a tendency of getting hurt.
I mean, that's what I was going to mention. Like, whenever I look at his lineup, it's very solid. The only thing that I would probably throw in there is, like, the injury risk for some of the guys. But, you know, and it's not saying much, you know, that he's got like a really solid team. So, but yeah, I know what you're saying, Swift. I will say, I mean, this year I thought he was going to be like, I don't know, like, you know, Jonathan Taylor, you know what I'm saying? But he's not really, I guess, getting as much usage as I thought. Well, but he had some good blow up games, didn't he? Didn't he have like one game with like 30 something points?
Who's that, DeAndre Swift?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He had, matter of fact, week 3, 27. That's been a week 2, 27. That's been the highest total. After that, it's been 14, 18, 17, 18, and 10.5, you'd say 11. So, across the board.
Yeah, yeah.
No, so, it'll be, we still have some more buys coming up.
I'm glad I got most of mine out of the way. God dang. Right? I had like a shitload of buys. Everybody on my bench was on bye.
So, week before last or something, the bye weeks, I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. Bye weeks and injuries, I'm surprised I won. I think I played you. Who did I play? I played.
If they'd have been me, god dang it. It was my luck.
His bench, I don't know. Oh, so, you know, as long as he stays healthy, you know, he'll turn out to have a right after that, Red Maniacs. I mean, I thought she was just about dead there after 2 weeks. But her team came off strong last week.
I saw that, dude. And didn't she make some trades, too, recently?
Oh, well, I had a trade with her. It was that week that, you know, that...
That's right.
Went off, you know, but I was, of course, so who would have thought that?
When you didn't even give me a chance to respond before you made the freaking trade, Jay, god dang.
Bro, because it was so much. And it was you know, even though Trevor Lawrence, you know, even though they say he's not performing up to par, he's doing well enough for me. That's what I need. I need somebody who's going to be give me anywhere from an average around 25 points. You know, steady, just not to, you know, don't hit your floor or, you know, I guess make that your floor. So, she was,
that was my thinking whenever I did my trade with Bryce Young, you know, because I was like, well, obviously I need the wide receiver, but, you know, as far as quarterbacks, like, you know, to me, whenever you have an elite quarterback who does well as elite in the league, the difference between his points and the mid-range quarterbacks like, you know, Ritter, I don't know, what, like 10 points, you know what I'm saying? Of course, you're going to have those ceiling games from the elite quarterbacks. But, you know, my point is, like Bryce Young, how they're talking about him, like with the Panthers, like they're talking about him like they're a sinking ship, but... even if they're losing every game, like as long as he's getting like, you know, 200 yards, you know, maybe not more than one interception, maybe a touchdown, a couple touchdowns, some rushing yards. I mean, he's kind of, you know, getting the production that I need. So, you know, I see what you're saying on that one.
Right. I had to, even though, hey, John Taylor, the boy and all, I did my ride or die.
But that was your boy, dude. Like you were Darth Sidious and he was Darth Vader. You know what I'm saying?
I had to do something though.
I couldn't believe it whenever I saw it. I was like, what?
But then
I was like, Jay's boy. I was like, I felt like Jay scouted him himself. Like,
I came up with this dude in college. But it was, it's like, I had like 5 RBs I could play at the time. I was like, I'm good. And then 2 of them go and get, you know, hurt or some bullshit. After I make the trade, I was like, fuck, man. Myself in the ass. But I was like, hey, you know what? I'll survive. No, I'll be okay. I should be okay. So she had Jahmyr Gibbs, who, you know, finally got, you know, more touches this past week with Montgomery being hurt. He got himself 27.6 points, but Detroit lost.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you this right now. I'm not telling you this because I have. I'm telling you why. They know they need Montgomery because he plays the role, you know, that they in order for them to win. Montgomery's gonna come back. That number one running back spot on the Lions is still his.
I believe it. I mean, I feel like, you know, we have that whole you got that whole Dalvin Cook, Alexander Mattison type thing. Like, you know,
yeah,
you'll see what Mattison does whenever Dalvin Cook is out, and it makes you be like, damn, what the hell? Like, goddamn. But then, you know, as soon as Dalvin Cook comes back, whenever he was on the Vikings, I'm talking about, of course, you know, Dalvin Cook is right back to their starting position. So I see what you mean on that one, you know. I mean, I agree. Damn, dude.
I'm not down talented back. But, you know, it's what the Lions want to do. You know, it's Montgomery for the time being. A.J. Brown, one of her keepers, out there fucking bullying fucking cornerbacks and safety this year.
Man. That's insanity, dog.
Right? Yeah. It's like, man, this dude's like fucking pushing him around fucking. I was podcasting, they're like, yeah, he scored a touchdown and he made his face and fucking looks like a fucking scary-ass fucking individual right there. Like, yeah.
And you know what? There was a little bit of point in time, like in the beginning, where, like, I was actually trying to formulate a trade for him because he, you know, started out slow.
Bro, I tried all of last year, before the trade, bro. Trust me. He was like, "Yeah, anyone?" I'm like, I'm offering you fucking worlds. Give him up, bro. What? Fuck. Come here. Cool story. I mean, all right, cool. All right. So, Calvin Ridley, I mean, we talked about it. I talked about that with you on Wednesday. When we put the fire. I mean, not be number one when Zay Jones is in play. Plus, we all trust Christian Kirk. Got solid.
Wait, hold on. Hold on one second. One second. You're starting to break up again. I think that's why whenever you were telling like what you were saying earlier, I didn't respond to the story because you're starting to break up a little bit. Let me see. So you were saying about Christian Kirk, Calvin Ridley.
We talked about it. We had talked about Ridley, Christian Kirk, whenever he went by there on Wednesday.
Yes. Yeah. Like, you know, Christian Kirk, they'll have him on like the wide, like the three set, like the wide receiver three set or whatever you call it.
Yeah. So Calvin Ridley, who knows? I don't know. I mean, that's a high pick for her, too.
Yeah. And honestly, if I think, I forget how the order was, but I was going to pick him up. Like, that's somebody I was targeting, Calvin Ridley, because. You know, I don't know. That's the people that I target are like that like I think that nobody thinks is going to do something. But, you know, he was coming off of that suspension and it was just all fringy. So, you know, but bless you. Christian Kirk, I mean, dude, they spent some money on him. I feel like they should use him as a wide receiver too.
Well, they are. I mean, that's what
because they have that tight end, right? They have freaking Ingram, right?
Like, he's getting his numbers. I mean, I'll bring him up whenever.
Right. Yeah.
But, I mean, Jordan Nash. I mean, in what's his name's absence?
Jefferson.
There you go. I don't know why I went blank. 31 points yesterday. Gabe Davis, he's Gabe Davis. Other than that, like I said, her bench, other than Dalton Kincaid, looking kind of iffy, but she's won what? The last two? I believe it was. She's 3-4, sitting really nice. She's ranked. She is ranked number 7, sitting right outside the playoff picture. But that's a lot better than where she was, like I said, last year. Wow, man. So, next up, hey, George. Come on, it's me.
She didn't like that take.
Yeah, right? So I'm sure she's with it. Blue Demons. Man, this guy still can't catch a break until this last week.
Mm-hmm. Damn. And this goes to show you that, like, nobody's team doesn't have the potential to put up, like, a 200-game, a 200-point game. You know what I'm saying?
And he's another one. How many points did he put up? 190?
Yeah.
Like, man.
198 or something?
Something like that. Like, Gardnerman, Pittman, Isaiah Pacheco, Saquon, Pittman. Even though I think he only had 2 catches, but man, he had that one big catch, right? He had 2 out of 5, but you know, touchdown. Mm-hmm. Still scored 16 points. Cortland Sutton, he decided to fucking actually give his best. 20 points there. Michael Thomas, like, man, dude, he's like a fucking thorn in the side of my ass, bro. You know, he's just like, he's doing enough. Fucking, you know, just like disrupt what Chris Olave needs to do.
Yeah, he'll get like 10, 11 points, like, but that's like being taken off of Olave's.
Yeah, it's like, bro, like, will you die already?
Nah, bro, he's thinking about those times whenever he was, you know, wide receiver number one in the NFL. All
right. We ain't have a. Fires. So some of his picks, I would have thought during the draft were good picks. Maybe if you're on Javonte Williams, but hey, Deontay Johnson, he came back last week, good game. You know, Jackson Smith and Jigma picked up the rookie in Seattle. He had a good game with what's his name out.
Dude, and you know what pisses me off about that is that JSN and Jonathan Mingo, those are the two guys that I was trying to stash. And week after week after week, and like I'm trying to keep them on the bench, but it's like I gotta make moves. The freaking first week I drop him, and then freaking Miguel picks him up, and I was like, ah, he probably won't do anything. This mother trucker, like, come on, dude, why you gotta do it like that? But you know what? I was like, you know what, Miguel. He needed a win, you know what I'm saying? I only got one, but he needed a win too, so I guess I can't be too mad.
Metcalf was out. That's probably the least fun.
Yeah, but I think it's like he needed an opportunity to like shine, like, because he was like super productive, just like Marvin Mims. He's like super productive with like the little targets he gets. So I think he needed that type of game to kind of make them be like, okay. Okay, maybe we'll, you know, use them a little bit more. Maybe we, but I don't know. That's just, they could, of course, just go back to the same old thing, like you're saying, whenever Metcalf gets back. But, you know, they spent a lot of money on him, so.
All right, now we come to your team.
Oh, shit.
Hey, I'll tell you this much, all right?
What's up?
You had this team 2 years ago, you probably would have won a title.
I see what you're saying, dude. I know what you're saying.
You know, like some of these guys are getting up there, you know, old men, and you know, in within the NFL standards.
You're right.
Not old at all, but you know, when it comes to NFL, like, yeah, it's great. Josh Jacobs, Russell Wilson, yeah. Okay, Alvin Kamara, he still has it. Cooper Kupp, it's proven now that, you know, they're going to Puka as well as Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
Goddard's starting back, bro. Hey, Charles, come here. Come here. But, you know.
Yeah, Chubb, man. Jeez, that was a tough one. But you know, I'm glad I went like heavy running back on the draft.
Yeah. So I mean, what are you? Okay, you know, because me personally, I like to break the season up into like different parts, like years within. You know, so I'll break up into four games.
Say again. There's how do you break it up again?
I said, me, I like to break. I like to break the league year up into smaller years.
Right.
So, like, I'll break every four games. It's like a little okay. That's how I'm breaking it up, and I'll concentrate on those four games. And then I go about it. You know, it just so I'm maybe looking at, you know, your first four for you, for instance, are horrible. Like shit.
Yeah.
Now we're on to the next four. You know, we're on to the last game of this next four. Where do you see yourself moving forward?
I see that, you know, like, because my main thing was, I mean, like we saw, like you mentioned, you know, I do have a lot of those veterans that are, you know, in football years on the older side. And then I was trying to mix in some stashes that I believed were going to, you know, show themselves or show a spark mid-season. And then I could transition them, you know, into my starting bench. So, I mean, some guys panned out. Some guys, you know, did not. Most guys didn't. But where I see myself is that just honestly just being a dog on the waiver wire and just being constantly changing my lineup and trying to go for trades and just trying to do like Nick Saban, you know, just do like every game is, you know, the most important game, like just trying to win it one by one. It's because, like you said, it's getting, you know, we're already halfway, midway season. So, you know, the trends are kind of there. So I feel like I'm trending in the right direction. I mean, I just made the trade that I feel like will help my team out. I had this loss this past week, but then I was just coming off of a win the last week. And then I just had a bye where a lot of my guys were out. So this next week, I think, you know, it's going to show me what I can expect. I think this next week can, like, either show me, you know, did I make the right decisions on the trade, or, you know, or do I need to start planning, you know, for the next year? That's pretty much where I'm at. Like, this next week and then maybe the week after that, just see how my team does, see if I see something, like a path. If I don't, you know, then maybe I start, yeah, trying to plan for next year, get some trades done. But that's where I'm at.
And trust me, look, I remember that where you are.
Right.
It's just, you know, you don't want to give up on your team. But you know you have good players. The collection you have, though, is like you're waiting. You know they're going to hit. You know they're bound to hit, but they're not hitting like you would think.
Right.
You know? And they're good. You know they're good, but damn, they're not hitting. It's the way it works out sometimes.
And I've seen that, yeah, and like even in the past years, I've seen that happen too, like with other guys. Like I know Miguel last year, like, dude, the people that he had, I was like, man, like I could see like a lot of these guys like just going off, just kind of like, you know, this year and this week we saw it, like, you know, he's got some guys that could just go off. But you know, it's all about if they're clicking at the right moment, like you're saying, you know.
I mean,
say again. You kind of broke up. My bad.
Christian Watson, he can't, you know, get healthy here. Josh Jacobs, maybe because he spent all that time away from the team when he wasn't signed. Also, shape, you know, it's just not quite there yet. I mean, yeah, you know, Nick Chubb, I mean, he probably a lot of so, but yeah, what can
Yeah, no, you just got to roll with the punches, man. I mean, the dice rolls.
I do know that you did different here.
Say again?
I said I noticed something at this year's draft that you didn't do that you had done in the past.
What's that?
You usually had like a list. This year, I noticed that. I was like, okay, all right, I've never seen it. And do it that way, other than your first year, the first year that you drafted, you know, you know, somebody was covering your eyes, which you didn't know what to expect.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's.
Well, that was a conscious decision because I know, you know, before. You know, I had like the stats and basically like what I brought was like who I wanted on each pick. You know what I'm saying? And this time around, like I felt like confident enough that, you know, okay, what is this? Like my third, something like that. And so, right. Yeah. So I kind of feel confident, like, that the players, you can kind of show, like, ask me about a player or whatever, and I can kind of give you a rough little thing of, you know, the type of guy he is in the league. Is he elite? This and that. So I kind of wanted to let the draft speak to me, you know, and just see who was there. And then from there, see kind of how I felt, like more of a feeling thing. Because, you know, I just want to try a different approach. You know, everybody gets all crazy with the stats, the numbers, which do help. I'm not, you know, downing the stats. Those help a lot. But, you know, I kind of wanted to see, because that happens every year with everybody, that you're in the draft and you have a plan that you want to pick up this person, but then, you know, somebody right before you or before that, they pick them up. So it's like, now what? Now you got to kind of think on your toes and be like, oh crap, all right, let me see who got, you know, the most targets below him and, you know, all that stuff. So it's like, you know, just feel it out, see what happens. That maybe that could be my detriment, you know, but I feel like that's still helping me now as far as being on the waiver wire and making trades. Like, I mean, dude, if you go by stats, trading Nico, even with Nico Collins in there and Bryce Young for Joe Burrow, some people might not have, you know what I mean? It, you know, Joe Burrow at his full potential, like that boy is a monster. But, you know, I got a feeling about Bryce Young, just like I got that had that feeling about Tua. I got that feeling. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'll tell you what. Drafts might have lied.
The drafts what?
The drafts might have lied to you. That's how to say it.
The draft was speaking lies to me. Oh, man. I know.
Language.
So now, yeah. I gotta buckle up, baby. Hey, yeah. You know what? Shoot. I'm like Mike McDaniels or what's his name? I'm just trying different things.
Oh, yeah. That's okay. I'm asking about players. News conference. Dude, mm-hmm. Days. Like,
wait, hold on, my bad. You said, what about the news conference? You kind of broke up on there.
Oh, it was at some kind of, news conference. Before the game or during the week. And I forgot who it was about, but he just started toying with all the journalists that were there.
Yeah, he's always saying some, like, weird stuff, like, off the wall, kind of, you know, like, what? Make you feel uncomfortable.
That was funny. Yeah. Unless you want to talk.
Say again.
I said we don't really have to talk about me unless you want to talk about my team.
Let me see. Let me see if it'll let me go to your team.
You there? And I think Drew cut out.
Well, I guess I can't leave the page. I was gonna go. That was instant. But you know what? I could hear your voice still, though. Like, because you were saying, hey, are you there? And I was like, yeah, I'm here. And then you were like, ah, I think we lost them. I was like, ah, damn.
I was going to stay on, but the recording cut off.
Okay. Yeah, I guess it won't let me. I mean, well, dude, I guess just talk about, like, how you felt about your team at the draft compared to how you feel about your team now.
Well, I'm feeling I would say 95% the same feeling at draft now as I am now, or vice versa. Okay. Now, I say 95% because that 5% is Justin Fields. I should probably say like 75%, 25% is Justin Fields. That dude's all over the place. Like, you know, he had those, what, three bad games? then two solid games and one game of that, you know, and then he got hurt. But it's, I was focused to where, look, I was going to take that wide receiver in the first round, quarterback second round. I changed the way I went about it.
Mm-hmm.
For years and years and years, it was running back, running back, running back. That's what my main focal point was. I had to get two running backs in the first three rounds. That's just what I had to do. Wing it on wide receiver. Well, that worked. Whenever I made that, made the way I was going to draft my strategy, that worked those 2 years that I won. But after that, I started to see a change towards the wide receiver, so I knew I had to switch up how I was doing it. You know, so I knew if I drafted one in the first round, I'd have three solid wide receivers and then go from there. I felt okay about running backs and, you know, trickle them down from there. Quarterback, I couldn't have done anything really different. I really couldn't. You know, it was either Fields or it was either Kirk Cousins with that pick. I didn't expect those three quarterbacks that went, you know, in the first two rounds, like Mahomes first, and then in the second round, Lamar Jackson with that first pick, and then, you know, Josh Allen with that next pick or one pick down. I didn't expect that.
Yeah.
You know, so I had to take Fields or that or Cousins, and then from there, I was like, okay, I'll figure it out from there. You know, so my outlook, I don't know, hard to say. I mean, I like it, you know. I just, I don't know. I mean, as long as, like I said, I'm in the second, my plan for the second set of four games was win three out of four. Well, I've already won three. If I lose this next game, so be it. If I don't, all right, even better for me. But then I'll move on to the next pack of, like, you know, next pack of four games, I'll start concentrating on it from there on, you know, so.
Yeah, I mean, I see. Because, I mean, I feel like whenever you're at a certain number of wins, you can kind of be like, okay, well, you know, I kind of know that I'm going to make it to the playoffs, so let me just make sure that the people I have are people that are going to pan out still in the playoffs and this and that, you know. So, yeah, I mean, I feel like that's where you're at, where it's like, you know, even if you're ranked number this compared to number one or whatever, like, you know, that kind of evens out once you get to the playoffs, because then it's just about winning each game. Like, you know, anything can happen. So, I'd be comfortable if I was you. I'll tell you that right now. Shit.
I mean, I keep telling myself I want to make another trade or two happen, but then, like, it's one side of me, the right side of me, you know, it's like, yeah, trade. Come on, just do this. Just keep trading, you know. But then the other side of me is like, bro, chill the fuck out. Like, your team is good. Like, you don't need to make a trade. Let me
ask you this objectively, not saying that you would make an offer, but what would you put Russell Wilson's value at? Like, let's say you could use a quarterback right now. Like, you were a team that could use a quarterback.
Uh-huh.
What do you think, you know, is reasonable to ask for Russell Wilson? Because, like I'm saying, if you listen to the media, this is what I hate. If you listen to the media, NFL-wise, Broncos-wise, they're doing bad, all that. Like, you know, they're trashing Russell Wilson. But as far as stats, like as far as points for numbers for passing yards and all that, like I said, you could lose every single game, but if you get the points for 250 yards and a touchdown and all that with no interceptions, like that's good. Like, you know what I mean? So
one mistake you're making, and I mean, I don't like to tell people they're making a mistake with however they're doing things, but it's an obvious mistake. You're listening to the media as to how they're looking at football from the NFL standpoint.
Right, of course.
How good they're doing. What's their record? Can't really do that when you play fantasy football.
True that. That's what I'm thinking.
You got to look at fantasy football as in, like, what are the stats saying? What's tending to happen the most with these players? How are they doing? Their ups and downs? Are they consistent? Media can say whatever they want to say, and that's great. But in the world of fantasy football, Russell Wilson is ranked 9th in our league.
Right.
It's QB1. So,
oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. High. I mean, you can sell low just to get something. But you wouldn't be doing yourself any favors.
Yeah.
You know, sell low. You're in. You know, you get Bryce Young back this week. You know, you don't have to play Dobbs. Dobbs is probably another game or two.
Yeah, before Kyler comes back, right?
Yeah. Josh Jacobs, got a stick with Josh. Yes, Cup, Goddard, even Pitts. You got to stick with those guys now. You know,
yeah, two. I know, dude. I was like, damn, I can't really. Who can I trade? I was like, shit.
Put Nico Collins, gonna play him. Look, you're gonna play both Atlanta tight ends. Fuck it. I mean, what has worked for you up until this point in time in the league?
That's true, dude. I mean, honestly, and whenever I look at my optimum, you know how you can do that. Like, you know, I'm like, damn, like, shit, like using those guys. Like, you know what I mean? I wouldn't suspect. Like, you got Jonnu Smith, like, what, the number, what, 9 or 10 tight end, and then Kyle Pitts is, like, right after him. But then it's like, what in the world is going on?
Jonnu Smith is ranked 10th. Kyle Pitts is ranked 11th. I mean, you got to play him, man. Like, if you want to see some kind of change in your season, you got to take chances. Not just a game, like, 2 games. You know, you got to take, you know, give it that amount of time to see, you know, any difference. You got to give it a shot, man. My opinion. Nothing has really worked up to this point. Try something else. Don't keep doing the same thing and expecting different results. You know, that's the definition of insanity.
Mm-hmm.
Start driving yourself crazy. So, okay, that's Division 2. It was looking like it was getting a little top-heavy at first, but after this last week, I can see some changes coming about in the next few weeks with Division 2, but that's just how it works. Division 2, for some odd reason, for every year that this league has been, it's always come down to the last week for like 2 playoff spots. You know, with teams that are in Division 2, just happens. Everything's still free. So, I mean, might be in for a bumpy ride. But moving on to Division 1, we'll start with the team on top of this vibranium. I told her this. I was like, bro, one of us has to lose this next couple weeks. All right, people are gonna start asking questions. Wait a minute, what the? Why? Why are they 6-1? What the? And I was like, so you go ahead and lose first. You lose first, and then see how it goes. Games, right? You know, it's like, I mean, he has survived.
He has survived. Very solid team.
I didn't think she was going to, you know, maybe win last week. You know, she had players, she had heavy hitters on by.
Well, guess who has her next week? So get ready to get your first L by Brainiac.
That's right. She wanted me to remind you, too.
And I got my boys back this week. So it looks like Jay's fantasy is going to come true. And going to go ahead and have to give you yours. What'd you say? 6-1?
Yeah.
Well, 6-1, more like 6-done. You know what I'm saying? Shoot. So I'm going to go ahead and get that number 2 loss on you. I'm sorry to have to do that. You know what I'm saying? But
There it is. Shots fired. Hey, up until this point, has done, you know, obliterated her opponent,
mm-hmm.
or has just done enough like this last week. Mm-hmm. Tyreek Hill is fucking Tyreek
Hill. Yep, the cheetah.
That man. CeeDee Lamb. What's that? Mari Cooper is looking like that. somewhat viable quarterback. T.J. Augustine, boys out there. Football? What it was last year?
What was last year?
Huh?
What'd you say about last year?
About Tony Pollard?
Oh, Tony Pollard.
Yeah, he's been okay. He's been what he was last year.
Yeah, for sure. I was actually trying to trade her. I was trying to get Tony Pollard at first. I don't know why I was doing that. I don't have any problems on running back, but I think he was like at a low point or something like that. I think I was just trying to take advantage.
Running backs for now are going to cost almost double.
Yeah.
It's a very thin position. Zach Moss, who got her 2 touchdowns. Now, I think now, it's something like the Colts are going to expect with Zach Moss and that's what I'm
saying. Say again.
That they're going to do with Zach Moss and Jonathan Taylor, it's going to be like a 50-50. You know?
Yeah. Now, I think I kind of had said something about that to you, when you're at your work because, even whenever Jonathan Taylor was out and Zach Moss was kind of putting up numbers, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was, top 3 or 4 or something like that in rushing yards, like, up until that week that Jonathan Taylor came back. And, I mean, I realize JT is JT, but if somebody's showing you some production, shoot. So, I agree with you. So, like, something like 50-50 and, you know, see who kind of, they could make some happen.
Why? Not going to play for us. Playing in San Francisco. But, I mean, fuck Joe Burrow. Come on.
Yeah.
Man, Joe. The play. How good the Mavs are. They're playing. It's not a night game. It's a noon game. I mean, hot as fuck over there for him. No. It's been solid. For the rest of the season. But I still think he'll get number one seed. So.
Wait. Hold on. Sorry, you're starting to break up again. So who's going to be the number one league?
No, I said I could see her making the playoffs.
Okay.
I see her getting in as a 1 or 2 seed. She's gonna try
one
to start
two seed. Okay.
Yeah, start to taper down.
She's for sure gonna go down on the seed list whenever I get through with her. You know what I'm saying? Shoot.
All right. Yeah.
Just friendly competition by Brainiacs. Not going too crazy, you know what I'm saying?
All right, next up, Mile High Squad.
My nemesis.
Your nemesis. Yep.
Damn, dude, she got me on this one, bro. She got me bad.
Travis Etienne. God damn. Fuck. Coming through. Okay. They're saying the Buffalo Bills are not playing the Buffalo Bills. Josh Allen's the number one rated quarterback.
Oh my god.
Puka Nacua, this fucker right here.
Dude, go away, dude. Cooper Kupp's the guy. Why are you coming over here trying to mess up things?
He don't do anymore. Or according to him, he doesn't believe that Cooper Kupp is the guy.
Say again?
I said, according to him, he doesn't think Cooper Kupp is the guy, the way he's playing.
Whoa, I already don't like this guy. Okay, that's it. Cooper Kupp, now you need to come over here with the 50-point game and show this boy what's up. Show him how he needs to.
I got 23 points last game. Like, what the fuck?
I know, dude. I was like, what is going on? Damn.
Travis Kelce, apparently he's playing even better now.
Yeah, my God.
Banging Taylor Swift.
I know, what the hell.
kudos to you. They could fill some holes, but the big one for her was this last week that she traded for Kyler Murray.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
She traded away St. Brown, wide receiver for the Lions. What did you think of the trade? Honestly.
I wouldn't have done it.
Thoughts?
I wouldn't have done it.
Right? Mm-mm. I wouldn't have done it either. For somebody who's coming off, okay, ACLs take 12 months to heal.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, there's only been one time in history that ever come or a fucking healer. That's all in that fucker who was on the turbo wasn't proven. What was his name? The wide receiver for the Broncos, Rob, I was convinced he was Houston.
Oh, yes. I remember him. Emmanuel Sanders.
Thomas, or, yeah, Sanders. There we go. Sanders, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Emmanuel Sanders, yeah.
Yeah. So he's coming back in a month. How crazy is that?
I mean, dude, they're saying that the medicine's getting better. I mean, you heard them, talking about Aaron Rodgers. He was, off the crutches and tossing the ball on the sideline. I know he wasn't freaking doing sprints, but, that boy had an Achilles tear.
Well, you know what they're using a lot of nowadays? It's not exactly not legal. That's exactly. But if you get it in powder form, they're called peptides.
Oh, I've heard of those.
And look, one, they will testify that they fucking work. I had a problem with my elbow. So whenever I was working out, I had to cut down on my production, what I was doing by half. That just couldn't lift like I could.
Mm-hmm.
Like doing curls and that. I could have been up to 55 pounds in curls. I was down to 20-25, just so it wouldn't hurt.
Damn.
Yeah, I heard about peptides. Yeah, I started taking them, and I need to watch more, but my elbow right now, I couldn't do it.
And it was what? It was in the powder form, how you said?
Yeah, it's peptides, and you probably have to just look this up because that proteins has a lot of different things in there that'll help you. It's not a steroid. But it's in a powder form in the bio. You have to buy the hot water, which is that sterile water. That hurt, and you have to mix it up. But then you have to yourself. You have to give it with what's that diabetic?
You said a diuretic?
No, diabetic needle. You know the ones that diabetic insulin.
Oh, you have to do it like that.
It's real thin, real short. You can't even feel it going into you. I had to shoot it right there by my elbow, right next to where I'm hurt, where I felt it the most. And literally, I only had a month supply. I should have got 2 months supply. I would have probably been 100% healed, but I was surprised. After 3 weeks, I was God damn, wow, this shit is actually, it fucking works.
Damn.
It repairs the tendon, cartilage, ligament, all that kind of stuff, in the muscle, not the bone, but all the other stuff, it helps repair. So I can see them using something like that, but even then, these players, they're still not what they used to be for another year.
Right. Especially whenever they're, going full force.
So, Kyler Murray, oh man, that was a big risk by her.
But hey, maybe she, how you said, got tried, she's trying to get that W, so maybe she's trying to go for it,
Yeah, and she didn't need a quarterback. She was running with Josh Allen, Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield's the one there, and that's it. But she had no other quarterback.
So I can see him.
I can see how, why Murray.
Yeah, that's a good, I can see it, now on her end. I didn't know that. I thought that she had, some backups on the bench. Yeah, I mean, hey, you know, you got to take that chance, you know, that nobody else is going to take. That's what'll, you know, set you apart. Sometimes it'll work, sometimes it won't.
Yeah, so rest of the season, I'll look for her. I mean, look, her bench is okay. Grinder goes the whole year.
What is she ranked right now?
Fourth.
Mm, nice.
So if she by Brainiac, may jump up to second. Like,
that bump up to what?
I said maybe she'd bump up to a second if you're to beat by Brainiacs.
Mm.
They have.
Damn. So I'd be helping out my nemesis if I beat Vibraniacs?
Correct. Oh my God.
Ah, God dang it.
Tough choice, I know. Tough choice.
It's tough, it's tough.
At this point, you really can't, you know.
At this point, what?
At this point, I don't think you can choose if you want to win or lose.
Oh, yeah, I know, right? Yeah, no, I'm just, like, desperate for wins right now.
But you're not out of the playoff picture by far. No one is.
Right, yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's why I'm like, you know what? This is these next 2 weeks. I want to let them talk to me. Hopefully they don't lie to me. Like you said on the draft.
All right, that's my hot up. Next up, Dirty Harry.
Damn.
Bird.
That boy.
He's 4-3, but he can easily be 6-1.
Oh, no.
Guy has a good team.
Honestly, man, I was like, that Bijan Robinson, man, I kind of want to see what's going to happen with him.
Oh, that'll never happen again.
Huh?
That'll never happen again.
What's that?
How that went down.
What went down?
He wasn't even listed on the injury report, like even before the game. Like nobody told NFL anybody anything from the Falcons organization. You can't do that. If a player is feeling sick or whatever, that day of the game, you have to list them as either questionable or whatever, but they have this that's wrong with them.
Mm.
Like the way they described it, he was very careful with his words. He didn't want to say that he was hurt. And you know, before the game, he was hurt, or he was sick from the day before. Because if they withhold information like that, then they pay a hefty fine.
Mm-mm-mm.
And but you can't, the NFL, especially with all these like the betting and all that,
mm-hmm.
The NFL and whatnot, and all this like, what the fuck? Like, do we need to pull our money? Like, what's going on? Fun.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. So right now they're under investigation by the. Apparently he had headaches the night before that were bad. He came in and said, well, I still have headaches. He kind of said that Arthur Smith was trying to first. How did he say it? He hadn't told him anything. Or whatever. But Bijan played that last game. For the offense, you know, so it's kind of like, well, what hurt is not hurt. We need to get the bottom of it. So
they're getting investigated by whoever. Sneaky.
Huh?
I said, trying to be sneaky.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it could have been him too, trying, like, you know, just trying to, like, fight through it, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know, but even, like, I mean, Even other people are starting to complain, like, you know, they haven't been as transparent as it could be injuries.
Mm.
I think the NFL is trying to crack it. Be honest, I put it all out there. Like, again, withhold this information because other team another advantage.
Yeah, no, that's true. You know, trying to. I mean, honestly, I didn't know that because. I mean, that's pretty useful. I didn't even think about that, too, like, as far as Vegas and all that. That would, like, really affect their shit if, you know, teams were withholding information and all that.
I mean, come on. Football. People, Bijan Robinson had headaches before the game. I mean, that's a big deal right now. Well, head, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, them being injured. That would have. Persuade a lot of people from playing it.
Yeah, I mean, that's something I would want to know about for sure. Absolutely. If you had headaches, I'd be like, what the hell, bro? Like, man. But, yeah, holy shit. We'll see what happens on that investigation. Shit. But, yeah, Harry, and then he's got Breece Hall too. You know, he had like a lot of the people he has on his team. I was targeting for my draft.
I mean, Davante Adams doesn't seem like he's playing as well. But he's right behind him at 12, Jacoby Myers. You know, he's playing both of them, same team. Waddle is just Waddle's been waddling on and off the field with injuries. This year, like the blue tent, because he had.
Have you seen that that little celebration that he does or whatever on the?
Yeah, it's like a duck waddling.
Damn it, boy!
It's pretty funny. Yeah, Ingram, number 6 tight ends, and yeah, he has solid. He has someone on the solid bench: Breece Hall, Najee Harris, Garrett Wilson's there, but Jake Ferguson's there. You know, he could easily be 6-1, and I'm playing him this week. I'm like, fuck, man.
He's ready to get that W, baby.
Let me get that 4-3 show up, not the 6-1. Okay, not the one that. You know?
Dang, bro. Who's gonna get their first? Or not their first, but who's gonna get their next L between you and by Brainiacs, bro?
Could be
what?
It could happen.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, we'll see. But, yeah, I mean, honestly, Harry, I mean, man, the way he started out, too, like, what is he ranked right now?
5th.
Yeah, but, and, like, the way he was coming out, he was coming out hot. I was like, damn. You know what I'm saying? But, he's got some solid people, man. I mean, I was definitely targeting Garrett Wilson. I think I even made, a trade offer for him. Forget, but yeah.
Be glad you didn't make that trade, though. I mean, I don't know what he was supposed to be with Aaron Rodgers. Everything's always speculative. Like, oh, he should have been a wide receiver 1. He should have been ranked in the top 3. He could have been this. It was gonna be this. It was gonna be this. It should be this. You know, it's everything should have, could have, would have. You know, but right now. I mean, let me see where he's ranked. What? He's ranked 31st.
Right.
So, I mean, now he's probably low ball an offer. He's ranked number 31st, but I mean, I don't know. Brock Purdy has been exposed.
Uh oh.
Correct. I mean, 2 losses now. You know?
Yeah, I mean, I mean, I think that it's the whole fluctuation of the game. I think that he's going to have games where he comes back. Like, yeah, like next week he could definitely come back. Or wait, when's their bye?
Oh, when's their bye?
Yeah, you don't have to look it up. But, you know, like.
Yeah, I got it right here. It's week 9, so next week.
Oh, okay. All right, well, so, you know, after the bye, I mean, that'll be a perfect opportunity. He'll probably come, you know, how you said. Like, just because maybe they ain't winning a game or something like that doesn't mean that their fantasy points are, you know, bad. What were Purdy's points this past game with the Vikings?
Purdy. Hold on. Let me go back. Purdy. Brock Purdy. Purdy was 21?
Okay, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, you know, hey. You know what I'm saying? So.
Sustainable, you know, could have, you know, we played. We could play. But I think. Right now, Dirty Harry, he lost.
Oh, dang.
I mean, this could, this, you know, he needs a game. For me, these games that are out of division don't matter as much. I'm worried about the division more. So, I mean, hey, I can still do. But.
I see what you're saying on that one, yeah.
No, than me. Next up, the turkey bags, 3 and 4. 3 and 4. Hurts playing demo down. He's kind of slowed down on the roll. He was the hot start to the year.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, they were, like, really high on him. I don't know. I think he'll still end up projecting out, like, at the end of the year to be, like, you know, top four. You know what I'm saying? But he's having, like, I think that little stint right now.
Can I come down to earth?
Yeah.
Definitely. I mean, he does have soft play. It might not have been, you know, it's not the best start. But, you know, I could definitely keep picking up second half.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see here. Ooh, there's Darren Waller. I mean, he's not doing that bad now. He did lose Justin Jefferson, though. That was.
I know, dude. I was like, damn.
Hey, but those hamstrings. And those leg injuries, not so he didn't come back from, you know, but right away. Those leg injuries always prove to be, take a little bit more time.
Well, that's what I was thinking too, because, you know, there were like, some people were talking about shutting him down and all this and that. And some people were like, nah, like, you know, as long as they can kind of stay in contention of the playoffs, he should be ready to go. By the playoffs, but man, dude, like, you know, rushing it like that, like, I don't know, like, it just.
Well, if the Vikings aren't good by the time we come back, I can
hold on. The Vikings what now?
I said, the Vikings here in the next few weeks aren't looking good as far as like a playoff spot. Mm-hmm. I can see them shutting it down.
Yeah, exactly, for sure. Because it's like, no, what, like, why are you going to play them for it? You know what I'm saying? Like, so, yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, if they can't see themselves, like, you know, really making a hard push, I feel like, yeah, they'll probably just shut them down, let them rest up, and, you know, next year get back at it. But,
well, rest of the year, I look for turkey bags. I'll be honest with you,
you be honest, what?
It could go either way.
Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, the turkey bags, I feel like, yeah, he's like kind of, to me, it's like the Rid Maniacs, too. It's like, dang. You know, they definitely got some people that could go off. And it's like everybody, man. Like, even, I mean, we saw it this week. Blue Demons got 198 or whatever. So it's always hard to tell.
It really is.
He's been, like, flying on the radar for me. Like, I keep forgetting that he's there. And I'm like, oh, wait, you know what? Hey, you know? I keep looking at his team to try to make a trade.
Who?
Yeah, I try to add Turkey Bag's lineup. I keep looking at it to try to make a trade, see if there's something there. But, I mean, he's got freaking Hurts. It's not like he needs a put quarterback, you know?
Well, I mean, Goff, I mean, hey, this last week, Goff did what Goff did.
Oh, yeah.
Sucks, you know.
Well, you know, I did think that, yeah, he was gonna have a
a point where, I guess, how you said earlier, kind of back down to earth, you know, because he's been playing pretty badass these past few weeks. But, yeah, you know, Goff. I don't know. What do you think about Goff? How do you think he's going to end up?
Well, I think he's going to end up strong. I believe every game from here on out to the end of the season, they play inside a dome.
Okay.
And Goff's always proven to be a better dome player. And, well, his home games, Detroit, they're in a dome.
Well, shit. Okay. That's looking into a little bit something.
Oh, I mean, I can see him. Not strong. Turkey bags, like I said, you can go either way with him. Either way. Last up. This is another one.
Another one that what? My bad. I couldn't tell if you were pausing or if you had broken.
No, I said it's like another one like your team.
Two years ago,
I would have said they're going to win. They're going to take it all.
Mm-hmm.
This year, it's just like that. Yeah.
I feel you.
So, yeah, Austin Eckler hasn't been the same.
I know. I saw that. I was like, damn.
Your boy, bro. That is your boy. I can't. I know. Him, though. I still can't believe that. I thought for sure you're going to get him again.
No, well, yeah, he didn't go to me. They you know, he got picked up before me.
No, that's when did he get drafted?
He got drafted the first round.
No, he didn't. Did he really?
Yeah.
He did. That's right. I thought Renegades took him in the second round. That's right. He took him in the first round.
Yeah. I mean, because he was finally free and, you know, saying he's been putting up, good numbers. So,
yeah, we have to go out on their own. Some point, let them figure it out for themselves. But I mean, Derrick Henry, the third round. I wouldn't be surprised if Derrick Henry gets traded. NFL trade deadline is next Tuesday.
Dang, for real?
Yeah.
Holy shit! I think they're gonna trade Jerry Jeudy.
We are that far into the year.
My God.
I know, man. It's kind of depressing.
It goes way too fast.
It is. It bumped the games up to like 20 games.
Oh, my God.
19, whatever. Derek, I mean, look, Titans are on a fire cell, you know? Get it while it's hot. Everything must go, you know? Give it all.
Let's see what they can get.
Burn the whole shit down. Start over. Let's go. So, yeah, Derrick Henry, I mean, yeah, he might get traded next week. Mike Evans is fucking doing what Mike Evans does. You know, except for, like, one game that he's come through with all of them. 18, 29, 17, and then he had 7 bye week, and then 9, and then 20 again.
Yeah, he's consistent. He's always been a consistent guy.
You know. Do you think Mike Evans the Hall of Fame?
Do I think he belongs in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Like, if he were to retire right now?
Yes.
Damn, dude, that's hard, bro.
He had a 1,000-yard year every year for the last 7 or 8 years, something like that.
I think that... Honestly, I think that yes, because sometimes these players get caught up like on, you know, teams that just weren't doing good for other reasons. But, you know, stats-wise, production-wise, you know, they were elite. You know, I guess like kind of like Calvin Johnson, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, you want ball, right? I mean.
Yeah. We can't forget that. So, you know what? Yeah, you know what? I would say that yes.
Like, dude, yeah, he's Mr. fucking reliable, you know, almost. Last year he had a down year, you know, but that last game, I still remember it. That fucker, he got like 55 fantasy points. I had him on my bench.
Oh, whenever he got that?
Yeah.
But oh, I still, Jesus.
I still won. But like I said, I mean, it was that one barely by 0.3 points.
That's crazy.
Right? I was like, oh my God. I was like, I'm going to lose. I saw that and I was like, I'm going to lose. It's over. It's done for me. Put a fork in me. Yeah. Metcalf. Yeah, Metcalf. Metcalf. Bro. Man. Hurt.
Accurate. Wait, what happened with Metcalf?
Metcalf, he's been like when he gets hurt, he either has to go to the back or go to the medical tent, of course. Like, it's always dramatic.
Yeah, I know, you're right.
Like, are you a diva or what, bro? Like,
he is for sure.
You know, like, stop coloring your hair. Let's play some football. Come on. But yeah, hey, he has Desmond Ridder. Desmond Ridder has been doing well the past few games.
Oh yeah, I saw that shit for sure.
Geno Smith, he's been there, like I said, around 20 points. He's been there.
Yeah, that's all you need, you know, from the quarterback, but, you know, you got to make sure your other boys are performing. So I see what you're saying about, like, kind of team similar to mine.
Yeah, I mean, bro, you both, I'm telling you, even now, I would still expect more.
Right.
From these players. That's why I'm just like, you know, like, it could be. It still can be. You never know.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you know, for sure. Yeah, you know.
Like, shit can go upside down. And, you know, hey, your players, and those who are, you know, either 1-6, 3-4, could start, you know, playing football. And everybody else is just popping, you know? So.
Hell yeah, yeah, no, yeah, that's the way it is. It's fickle, bro. You know what I mean? It's, especially with, like, injuries is, like, the first example, I guess, you could think about, but, yeah.
We've covered everything.
We covered everything what? You broke up after that.
So we covered every team.
Uh-huh.
Something we want to go over, or...
See here. Nah, I mean, shoot. Unless there was any news or anything that you had heard about that you wanted to talk about.
No, but you know what? Let's go ahead. You know what? Hey, calm down. Predictions for this week.
Predictions?
Yeah.
Okay.
First up, Dirty Bird taking on me, moi, the architect.
You know what, Jay? I mean, we just talked about, you know, Harry, you know, his team, who he's got. We just talked about who's going to take the first, not the first, but like the L this week, you or Vibraniacs. Wouldn't it be crazy if just both of y'all, you know, took an L in the same week? I don't know. I'm going to go with Harry on this one, bro. I'm sorry to do it.
No, hey, rightfully so. I mean, he lost last week, if I remember.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, and it was.
I think he was 4-1.
Yeah.
Last 2 weeks he's lost. So, I mean, I could see it. I mean, like I said, I wouldn't be mad about it. Because I break the season up into four games, you know, four different seasons within the season.
Mm-hmm.
So I would expect it. Okay. All right. Next up, Vibraniacs versus Rowdy Rough Boys.
That's my turn. Lord. Uh oh.
By the stroke of luck, you could win.
That's what I'm riding on, baby. We'll do it.
quite. I think that's what we're all you know, riding on that, you know. That's how it works. I just don't see it. You know, unless Watson comes back, Samuel, you know, I guess does what Samuel.
I know, dude.
Kamara, Jacobs, I can see it definitely. Hell, even with Wilson, yeah, I can see it happening. Goddard, yeah. It's okay. But, I mean, I believe you have to take that chance.
I think so, man. I think you're right.
I mean, we have three flex spots. You know, I'd probably try to work him into one of those.
Mm, for sure.
But I will have to say.
Okay.
Next up, Turkey Bags versus Blue Demons.
You know what? I kind of feel like this is going to spark, you know, Blue Demons' little type streak. You know, maybe it could be a 2-game streak, 3, whatever. I'm gonna go with the Blue Demons on this one.
Yeah, yeah. I have to go with Blue. No, I have to go with Turkey Bags on this. I do. His team, even though they scored 190 points, I mean, okay, y'all are gonna have those days. This is not this year.
He say, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna go with Blue." Oh no, I gotta go with Turkey Bags.
Well, I started to really look, and I was like, "Wait a minute, what am I saying?" Oh man! All right, next up, Mile High Squad taking on Red Maniacs. Oh, this is the battle of the BFFs.
I know, right? Dang. You know what? Just because I hate that I lost to my high squad, I'm going for Red Maniacs. God dang it.
Look, I'm going to come out and say I think Red Maniacs is going to go on a little bit of a tear.
Uh-oh.
I think she will indeed, yes. Matter of fact, win. We'll beat Mile High.
Ooh. Hot take.
Yeah, I don't know. She does need to fix the lineup a little bit. Mile High Squad. But I think Written Maniacs will take the point.
Very nice. Right. It's agreed.
Yes. Last but not least, the Renegade. You can only hate me.
Ooh. I mean, I want Renegades to get a win, you know what I'm saying? But as we went over, I mean, you can only hate. It's got a great team. If CMC, you know, comes back and he's full force and all that, like, I don't know. I'll probably have to go with you can only hate.
Indeed, he does have a strong game. I mean, strong team. Wide receivers are definitely looking better since the trade.
Mm-hmm.
Quarterbacks are so. It's me. Oh, I know what she's doing. Somebody's knocking. My bad. Running backs, sir. Oh yeah, they're right there. They're good. I'm gonna give this one. I have to go with Renegades.
Go to Renegades.
Yeah, Renegades. If they put Derrick Henry in the game, he might have one of those games, you know, where he just goes fucking crazy. Mike Evans will have a good game. As long as Metcalf's playing, you know, yeah.
I can see it.
I'm going to Renegades.
Cool. I can see it, too.
All right. Well, I think that's about it.
Entering week 8, you said? 7?
Week 8.
Oh, man. Well, good luck to everybody except my opponent, I guess.
Right? I mean, rightfully so. Yeah. Folks, we'll try for next week. Sometimes shit happens with us. But, if not, then, you know, we'll continue to keep on trying to get on.
True that.
But yeah, I guess Drew, that's it.
Hell yeah, man. Well, shit, let's try to get on it next week for sure. I'm down.
All right. All right. Y'all be safe out there.
Bye, y'all.